Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that through the election campaign, people across India added Modi Ka Parivar to their social media as a mark of affection towards him, and he derived a lot of strength from it. In a social media post, Modi thanked people and requested them to remove Modi Ka Parivar from their social media accounts. He said the display name may change, but our bond as one Parivar, striving for India's progress, remains strong and unbroken. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi has been appointed as the next chief of the Indian Army, succeeding General Manoj Pandey. It was announced yesterday. The vice chief of the army will take over on June 30 when General Pandey, who was late last month, given a month's extension in service, demits office. Lieutenant General Dwivedi was commissioned into the infantry, Jammu and Kashmir Rifles, on December 15, 1984. During his long and distinguished service spanning nearly 40 years, he has served in a variety of command, staff, instructional and foreign appointments. His command appointments include Command of a Regiment, 18 Jammu and Kashmir Rifles, Brigade Sector 26 Assam Rifles, and then as DIG East of Assam Rifles, 9 Corps, and then as Northern Command Chief from 2022 to 24. Lieutenant General Dwivedi has also served as Director General Infantry. The Department of Higher Education Nagaland yesterday flagged off 5 college buses. Additional Secretary Higher and Technical Education, Cindy Younger Bongen, flagged off the buses in the presence of directorate officials and the concerned college principals. These buses have been provided to Sao Chang College, Twensang, New Model College, Mangalemba, Zunupudo Government College, New Model College, Wok Ching, and Beren Government College. Speaking at a program, Bongen expressed optimism that the concerned colleges will make the best use of such transportation facility. Director of Higher Education, Dr. A. Nshoka, informed that out of 19 college buses proposed to the government, the department got 5 this year. He said transportation is one of the biggest challenges in the higher education department, and this is one of the major components to promote higher education in Nagaland. Sensing the need for government colleges to have buses, especially those located in remote areas, Dr. Nshoka also hoped that the state government will look into the matter and cover the remaining colleges in a phase-wise manner. Deputy Commissioner Zunupudo Rahul Panudas Mali has strictly prohibited the opening of any kind of mess or canteen for campaign purpose during the forthcoming ULB elections 2024 by the contesting candidates and political parties under Zunupudo, Sadaka, Agunato and Adwezi town councils. The Deputy Commissioner cautioned that failure to adhere to the order will invite necessary action as per the Representation of People's Act 1951 and Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has announced the third edition of Antarrashtriya Yoga Divas Media Samman. The ministry said 33 awards will be given this year under the print, television and radio categories in 22 Indian languages in English. It said the awards are open to all media houses and companies engaged in print media, radio and television having registration or permission of the ministry, and the last date for entries is 8th of next month. Two members from Nagaland Basketball Association NBA, Salio Katete and Seyevizo Kire, have become the first Basketball Federation of India, BFI, B-level referees from Nagaland. The association stated that this certification was achieved after rigorous assessment during the 49th Sub-Junior National Basketball Championship in Puducherry in 2023. The exam evaluates referees on knowledge, decision-making, physical condition and practical skills. It was announced during the BFI annual general meeting held in Chennai recently. Both Salio and Seyevizo had represented the state in various senior national tournaments and Northeast Zonal Nationals. The NBA congratulated Salio Katate and Seyevizo Kire on their remarkable achievement, adding that it marks a significant step forward for the sport in Nagaland, enhancing the standard of refereeing and benefiting players and coaches alike. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.